Now, association is at the heart of time travel. One memory sparks off another. So, after a while, an overall picture begins to emerge. Not just of the typical layout, but also of your state of mind. Were you happy? Optimistic? In love? Depressed? Or just naive? The deeper you reflect, the more memories will be triggered off. Experiences completely forgotten will come flooding back. Eventually, if you work hard at it, you'll have the same problem as I have. I never run out of memories. So, try to make it a daily routine. Spend a little time every day reflecting on the same area of your past until you feel you've exhausted every avenue of retrieval. It's possible you never will. Now, every time you return to the scene, you'll be starting with a clearer, more comprehensive picture. It's a bit like assembling a jigsaw puzzle. Each detail adds something to the overall picture. Now, here are some other benefits. Time travel borders on self-hypnosis, but it comes with no health warnings, and you won't need the click of someone's fingers to wake you. When I relax in my sauna of early childhood memories, I adopt the same frame of mind I had all those years ago, carefree, innocent, untroubled. Only then do I realize how much my expectations and opinions have changed. Time travel has many other benefits. One common symptom of people who don't know how to use their memories is a failure to recall dreams. Now, it's a nonsense to say that we don't dream. We all dream every night. It's the brain's way of filing away the thoughts it had during the day. So, by exercising your memory regularly, you'll begin to recall more and more dreams. You might even have more wild and untamed dreams. Now, finally, you may wish to use the findings of your archaeological dig for one of your journeys. When I memorized 40 decks of cards, I needed 40 separate journeys. Now, many of them were taken from my childhood. Just as athletes train to get into the zone, so you should try to be aware of setting your brain to the desired frequencies for learning and memory. Practice relaxation and imagine slowing down your brainwaves. High-frequency brainwaves are reserved for excitement and the funfair. If you want to be an Einstein, then slow down just a little. If you're feeling stressed and the pressure's on, then practice the relaxation exercises in this session. You'll find it easier to create images and recall old memories. Have fun traveling back in time. Your memories are important. They're what define you. Isn't it worth revisiting the best parts of your life? I think it is. We'll continue with more advanced quantum memory power techniques in the next session.